We do pray that the good Lord will see fit to be with us this afternoon in the same measure, at least, that he was with us this morning, because I really enjoyed this morning. And I'm looking forward to, by God's grace, enjoying it more down the road. We're thankful to have the technology now available where we can get these messages on tape. And we just opened a website for the church recently, and Lord willing, we'll have all the messages on that website. And we can't thank God enough for that. The arrangements for the preaching committee is for Brother Sergey to come first, followed by Brother Paul Jordan, followed by Brother John Carter. And I do believe we have a wonderful lineup for the afternoon as we've had for the morning. Of course, each of the men recognize their dire need for preaching grace from above. And I pray we recognize that need with them, and that indeed our hearts will be indicted with prayer. Now, Brother Herb, if you would come with song and prayer, and if you would sing 342, and what we'll do is then have you introduce Brother Sergey, and then if you don't mind praying after your introduction for him, and then Brother Sergey, if you don't mind coming forward with Brother Alex, and by God's grace, we'll hear the gospel through a good interpreter. I think we've had one so far, and we appreciate that very much. Thank God for you. So, Brother Hurley, if you would come with hymn number 342.
342?
Yes, sir.
Which book?
The book, the Lloyd book.
I think you would be. I'm familiar with my platoon y'all used to do. We call it the Kentuckian tune.
The Kentuckian?
Yeah.
How's that go?
It's a short meter for the James. Prepare me, gracious God, before thy throne to stand. You hear that tune. Grace, 'tis a charming sound. Same tune. Grace is a short meter. Y'all familiar with that tune? We call it the Kentuckian tune. I don't know much what's in the book. Start, Brother James.
Well, all right.
Please stand, please sing this hymn.
My God, my love, my love, to thee, to thee I call.
would be number four, that was Brother Alex.
I believe I first met Brother Sergei in 2006. We were in a place in Russia, 3,000 miles east of Moscow. This is our second trip to Siberia, a place that I will pronounce it as being Irkutsk. But I'm a hillbilly, it's Irkutsk. When I get there, they all know what I'm talking about. But we had gone and been invited by an elder there in Russia to come. He had gone to the website of some Primitive Baptists and he saw what we believed, and so he invited us to come to Russia. On our first trip, Brother Jeff Harris, Brother David Piles, Brother Zach Guest, and myself went. The second trip back, only my wife and I went that time, and Brother Sergei was there. We immediately found a friendship. We argued and argued and argued. Him speaking in Russian, me speaking in English, but we had a good time with interpreters, translators. I heard him preach in Russian. I understood enough to know that he believed the truth of God. And through the years, he has, past 6 years, he's traveled with us and been to all of our conferences. But he had some issues about Primitive Baptists that he may want to tell you about. So last year, he came to America, and he and Dina told me that when he came, he wanted to receive scriptural baptism. So we baptized him last year. Last spring, Brother David Piles and myself were in Russia with the other four ordained Primitive Baptist preachers there in Russia. He was ordained. This year, he brought his new bride with him, and I was blessed to baptize her. And so at that time, they both were members of Aberdeen Primitive Baptist Church. Now, we're a small congregation, but we are very international. At that particular time, we had two Bulgarian members and two Russian members. Now, Brother Jeff is a great laborer for the Lord. And when was your first trip to Bulgaria, Brother Jeff?
I believe it was 2005.
2005, he went to Bulgaria. Well, you know, in the Lord, in the fourth chapter, I believe it says that you've entered into harvest where other men have labored, and you harvest. Now, will we harvest from his labors? Because he went to Bulgaria, and seemingly there was nothing accomplished from the human aspect. And he and I both went back a few years later, nothing was accomplished. But out of that, we gained initially two Bulgarian young ladies who came to America, became members of our church. One of my grandsons is now married to one of those girls, and one of the girls is now married to a Primitive Baptist preacher up in North Alabama. And so that came out of Russia. And then we later got two more Bulgarian members. So we have two Bulgarian members of Aberdeen Primitive Baptist Church, and then we had two Russian members. But last week, our church voted to constitute those two into a church. We recognized them as a church, set them in order. Last Saturday, a council sat with Brother Jeff, Brother David Piles, Brother Zach Guest. I don't remember who else was in the council, but so Brother Sergei is now the pastor, an ordained elder, of the First Primitive Baptist Church in...
Kursk.
Say it out loud.
Kursk.
I say Kursk.
Kursk.
Kursk. So they got it.
Of course.
Now, some things that Brother Sergey will not tell you about himself because he's very modest, not like I am. It's cost Brother Sergey to be where he is and to believe what he believes. He is a Bible school graduate and has taught in a Bible school there in Kurtz, but he was dismissed because of his convictions. He was somewhat like an associate pastor in a Baptist Union church in the same town, but he was relieved of those positions because of his convictions. He is now presently unemployed. He had a job working with a man tentatively as a well driller. But when it was learned who he was, the pastor or the man who owned the well drilling system rig told him, don't hire that man because he's a troublemaker. So he is presently unemployed. But God has blessed him with a dear, sweet wife. I want you to pray for him. He's not used to working with the translator. Brother Jeff, tell you, it's kind of difficult. The best way I can describe it to some of you older folks is, I tell everybody, you preach, and then every now and then you push the clutch in and let the translator catch up, and you just hold it in gear and pop the clutch, and you just keep popping the clutch as you go along, you see. And it works pretty well that way, but Brother Sergey doesn't understand that terminology. You know, so. Brother Sergey, you come. I'm thankful to introduce you all, Elder Sergey Maksimov, pastor of the First Printed Baptist Church of Kursk.
Kursk.
God bless you.
Brother, if you'll lead us in prayer.
Yes, okay. Let's pray. Shall we pray? Our most holy and righteous Father, we come to you here again as your children. We need your help as your dear children. Oh, how you've helped us in days past, to the point that you sent your Son to die for us, redeem us from all of your sins. You promised, Lord, that you would give to us all those things we have need of. And you've done that. You've given us the precious Holy Spirit. You've given us a great high priest. You've given us your word. You've given us your ministers. You've given us Christian friends to comfort and encourage us. We come here now praying for this brother. As he comes to speak, give him liberty. Give the translator understanding and words to speak. Give us hearing ears, Lord, that we might indeed rejoice and praise the truth. Thank you for this congregation, for these ministers. Lord, may your spirit be mighty upon us. We need you every hour.
Yes.
In all that we do. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
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 Дорогие братья и сестры, я вас всех приветствую сегодня.
Dear brothers and sisters, receive my greetings for you today.
Я немного взволнован.
I'm a little bit excited.
Потому что многие из вас начали проповедовать Евангелие, когда я еще даже не родился.
Most of you began to preach gospel even before I was born.
Я думаю, что я могу сказать такого, что-то нового вам.
And I'm thinking, what can I tell you? It's something new that you haven't heard before.
Я вспоминаю историю, когда Бог проговорил через ослицу Валаама.
And I remember, that brings me to that story when God actually spoke through the donkey, Balaam's donkey.
Я думаю, что я немного лучше, чем осел.
I'm hoping I'm a little bit better than donkey.
Но я тоже хочу быть сегодня устами Бога, говорить Его Слово.
But I want to be I want to bring you God's word, be His mouth.
Amen. Давайте откроем книгу Второзакония.
Let's open the book of Deuteronomy.
Глава 7.
Chapter 7.
6 стиха.
Verse 6.
7 по 10.
Chapter 7, verse 6 through 10.
6 по 10.
For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set His love upon you, nor choose you because ye were more in number than any people, nor ye were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you, and because He would keep the oath which He had sworn unto your fathers, has the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to a thousand generations, and repayeth them that hate Him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him, he will repay him to his face.
Когда Бог вывел израильский народ из Египта и дал им свободу,
when God led the people of Israel out of Egypt and gave them freedom,
он через своего раба Моисея дает им последнее наставление.
Through his bondservant Moses, he gives them last encouragement, words of encouragement.
И здесь Бог подчеркивает важность и особенность израильского народа по сравнению с другими народами.
And here God emphasizes the importance of a people of Israel, that nation, compared to other nations.
В 6 стихе Господь называет израильский народ народом святым.
In verse number 6, God calls His people of Israel our holy nation.
Он называет его народом избранным.
He calls them chosen people.
Собственным его народом.
People that belong to Himself.
Он подчеркивает особенность и уникальность, эксклюзивность этого народа.
He emphasizes that this nation is exclusive and unique.
И когда мы читаем Писание, мы видим, что Бог особенно проявлял свою доброту и благость к Израилю.
And when we read Scripture, we see His favor to the people of Israel.
Бог взял этот народ и возвысил.
He took that nation and elevated it.
Бог очень много раз спасал их от опасности и давал им свои благословения.
He saved them so many times from dangers and gave them so many blessings.
Потому что этот народ особенный.
Because that nation was special.
Этот народ Бог избрал.
Because God chose them.
И народ является собственным его народом.
And that nation became His own nation.
Само слово «собственный» подчеркивает принадлежность кому-то.
When He says, you're my people, that means they're His property.
И этот народ принадлежал Богу.
That nation was property of God.
Когда мы читаем Новый Завет,
when we go to a New Testament,
мы тоже встречаемся со словом «избранный».
We also find the word «chosen».
Мы тоже встречаем слово «особенный».
We also find the word «special».
Народ святой.
Holy.
Это слово применяется в отношении к Церкви Иисуса Христа.
That word used in relation to the Church of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Церковь является избранным народом.
Church is that chosen nation.
Церковь yes. является собственностью yes. Бога.
Church is the property of God now.
И как Израиль в Ветхом Завете был особенным народом из всех народов,
just like Israel was a special nation out of all the other nations,
так и сегодня Господь имеет особый народ.
So as today, God still has that special nation.
Но этот народ не живет в одной стране.
But that nation does not dwell in one certain country.
Он не живет на одном континенте.
Doesn't occupy just one continent.
Он на всех континентах.
It lives on all continents.
Это люди с разным цветом кожи.
People that have a different color of their skin.
С разной культурой.
Different culture.
На разных языках разговаривают.
They speak different languages.
Но их объединяет одно.
The one thing unites them.
Они являются избранным Божьим народом.
They are chosen God's people.
Amen. Это люди, которых Бог избрал.
Those are the people that God chose.
Но почему Господь их избрал?
But why God chose them?
Почему именно их избрал, а не всех остальных?
Why He chose them and no one else?
В 7 главе книги Второзакония Господь отвечает.
Actually, in the chapter 7 of the book of Deuteronomy, God answers that question.
Он говорит причину избрания Израиля. Почему Бог избрал израильский народ?
He gives us the reason why He chose the people of Israel.
Стих 7.
Verse 7.
Не потому, чтобы вы были многочисленнее всех народов, принял вас Господь и избрал вас, ибо вы многочисленнее всех народов.
The Lord did not set His love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any other people. For you were the fewest of all the people.
Причина избрания израильского народа,
the reason why God chose the nation of Israel,
была не в нем.
Was not because of that nation.
В них не было ничего особенного.
They did not have anything special.
Сегодня скажут, ну, Бог избрал Израиль, потому что их отец Авраам поверил Богу.
Some people say today, God chose Israel because their father Abraham trusted God.
А почему Авраам поверил Богу?
But why did Abraham trust it?
Что было в нем особенного?
What was so special about him?
Это был один из жителей Ура Халдейского.
He was just one of the citizens of Ur of Chaldean.
Который жил обычной жизнью, как и все.
Who lived normal, ordinary life, like everyone else.
Который занимался бизнесом.
He did some business.
Поклонялся Луне и звездам.
He worshipped moon and stars.
Yeah. Чем он был лучше других язычников?
Why was he better than other, the Gentiles?
Так решил Бог.
Because God chose so.
Это было решение Божьей воли.
It was decision of God's will.
Израильский народ. Я думаю, что в нем было особенного?
When I look at the nation of Israel, I'm thinking, what was so special about them?
Ведь были же народы более достойные в то время.
Back then, there were other nations that maybe were more worthy.
Вавилон.
Babylonians.
Египет.
The Egyptians.
С их мощной армией и силой.
With their strong army and power.
Там были умные люди, звездочеты.
They had very smart people, scientists.
Сильные воины.
A strong military leaders.
Прекрасные архитекторы.
Great architects.
А что было в Израиле?
What did Israel have?
Рабы.
Slaves.
Живущие в шатрах.
That lived in the tents.
Пасущие овец.
That were tending to flocks of sheep.
Это были пастухи.
They were shepherds.
Почему, Господи, именно израильский народ?
But why, Lord? Why people of Israel?
Причина в сердце Бога.
The reason lies in the heart of God.
Amen.
Бог полюбил.
Because God fell in love.
За что?
For what? What for?
Когда мы говорим, что кто-то кого-то полюбил, мы сразу думаем, а почему он его полюбил? За что он его полюбил?
When we hear of someone falling in love with someone else, we wonder, I wonder why they fell in love with them.
Но Бог говорит, просто потому что полюбил.
God said, for no particular reason, just because.
Бог имеет свободу любить кого
God
хочет.
Has a freedom of choice to live, to love whomever he wants to love. Yeah.
Но Израиль, они не просто ничем не выделялись, они даже были малочисленнее всех остальных народов.
Not only people of Israel didn't really have anything special to offer, they were also small in number, smallest in number.
И вся история Израиля, это история угнетения, история поражений, и история побед, когда Бог был с ними.
All history of Israel, when we study, we see a lot of failure, a lot of oppression, but also a lot of victories when they would allow God to be on their side.
И рассуждая о нас с вами, давайте обратимся к первому посланию к Коринфянам.
Now, let's think about us today, and to do that, let's go to 1 Corinthians.
С 18 стиха до 31.
1 Corinthians 18. I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians 1. First chapter.
18 стиха и до конца главы.
1 Corinthians 1 chapter, verse 18 to the end of the chapter. Okay, 1 Corinthians 1. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That, according that is written, He that glories, let him glory in the Lord.
Почему мы с вами являемся частью Церкви Христа?
Why are we? Why have we become a part of the Church of Christ?
Что у нас особенного?
What is it so special about us?
Смотрите, сейчас в это время многие люди, кто-то отдыхает, кто-то занимается домашними делами, кто-то читает книгу, а мы здесь, мы собраны здесь, чтобы слушать Божье слово.
Many people we know right now, they may be at home resting, maybe doing their own business, maybe reading a book, but we are sitting here studying God's Word.
Почему?
Why is that?
Потому что мы призваны Богом.
Because we are called by God.
И слышать Божье слово – это радость для нас.
And to hear God's Word is joy to us.
Но почему мы?
But why us? Why we are the ones that are called?
Когда мы думаем, почему Бог призвал меня, мы всегда начинаем искать причину в самих себе.
When we think about why God called me, we start looking for a reason that lies within us somewhere.
Современная психология говорит, что каждый человек уникален, что каждый человек особенный, и в нем есть что-то уникальное.
Modern psychology teaches us that every person is unique, and every person has something unique about themselves that nobody else has.
Психология поднимает значимость человека.
Psychology elevates the meaning and worth of mankind.
И современные люди слишком много о себе думают.
And the modern people think too much of themselves.
И когда они приходят к Богу, они думают, что Бог полюбил их, потому что они такие особенные и хорошие.
And when they come to God and hear of His love, they decide that God fell in love with them because they are special. They have something good to offer.
Потому что они очень добрые и очень порядочные.
Maybe because they are too kind or too honorable.
На самом деле, каждый из нас думает о себе слишком хорошо.
In reality, we think way too much about ourselves, too good.
И апостол Павел в послании к Коринфянам пытается показать, напомнить им, кто они такие.
In a letter to Corinthians, Apostle Paul tries to remind them, the Corinthians, who they really are.
Он в первой главе называет их освященными, призванными.
In the first chapter, he calls them sanctified, called by God.
Но в конце первой главы он говорит, почему они освященные и призваны.
But at the end of the first chapter, he tells them why they were so elected and were called.
Потому что Бог призвал их.
Because God called them.
И он говорит, его метод Павла очень-очень такой, знаете, суровый.
His method is somewhat straightforward.
Иногда, чтобы привести нас в чувство, Бог открывает нам истину, такой, какая она есть.
Sometimes in order to shake us, back to bring us back to our senses, he has to tell things straightforward, sometimes rough even.
И Павел говорит, хотите узнать, почему вы избранные?
Paul tells them, do you want to know why you're chosen?
Посмотрите на себя.
Look at yourself closer.
И вы очень сильно разочаруетесь.
You will be disappointed.
Много из нас умных?
It says, many of us are wise.
Ну, не так много.
Not that many.
Много благородных.
Many are noble.
Здесь есть члены парламента или конгрессмены?
Is anybody here who are members of Congress or Senate?
А может быть, известные певцы?
Any of you famous singers?
Или писатели?
Or writers?
Нет.
Not really.
Но мы призваны Богом.
But we are called by God.
И это гораздо важнее.
That's much more important.
Это гораздо, гораздо радостнее.
It's much more joyful.
И, друзья, Бог выбирает, избирает самое плохое.
And my friends, God chooses sometimes the worst,
самое слабое,
the weakest,
то, что остальные уже пренебрегли и выбросили,
something that nobody else really needed and they casted it away,
чтобы прославить себя,
in order to show us His glory.
То, что, чего, то, что презирает мир, Бог берет и возвышает.
What the world rejects, casts out, God chooses and elevates.
Чтобы прославить себя.
But in order to show us His glory.
Я встречал людей, которые...
Yes, that's right.
Я встречал людей, от которых отвернулось общество, потому что они принимали наркотики или были алкоголиками.
I have met people who was despised by society because they were addicted to alcohol or drugs.
Их пытались лечить, но безуспешно.
They tried to treat them medically, but unsuccessfully.
От них отвернулись друзья.
The friends turned away from them.
От них отвернулись сотрудники на работе.
The co-workers turned away from them.
От них отвернулось общество.
The whole society turned their back on them.
Все поставили на них большой крест.
And everyone just X'd them out of their life.
Но Бог берет этого человека.
But God would take that person.
И приводит к себе.
And brings it.
Меняя его сердце.
Changing his heart.
Давая ему новый дух.
Giving him a new spirit.
И это новое творение.
And a new creation.
И все говорят, о, как он изменился.
Everyone says, look how much he has changed.
Кто в этом прославится, друзья?
Who's going to receive glory for that?
Бог.
God.
Я раньше я тоже думал, что я пришел к Богу, потому что я захотел.
At first, I remember, I was thinking that I came to God because I wanted to do that.
Я думал, что я думал много о Боге, я читал Писание, и я дошел до истины.
I thought, after spending a lot of time thinking about God, studying Scripture, I finally arrived to the truth myself.
Но когда Бог открывает глаза,
but when God opens our eyes,
как Бог открывает уши сердца,
He opens the ears of our hearts,
и ты слышишь голос Божий,
and you start hearing voice of God,
ты слышишь голос пастыря своего,
hear voice of your pastor,
пастуха,
shepherd, meaning God, shepherd of yours,
the shepherd, yes,
the shepherd.
Иоанн 10 глава.
John chapter 10, you know.
То понимаешь, что причина не во мне, причина в Боге.
You realize that the reason of all that lies not in me, but in God.
Тогда религия делана вся рушится.
Then all their man-made religion collapses.
Потому что ты видишь Божью святость.
Because you start seeing God's holiness.
И видишь свой грех.
And then you see your sin in comparison.
И то, на что ты надеялся, твои добрые дела, твоя порядочная жизнь.
And everything that you were building your life upon, your good deeds, you know,
это все тускнеет перед очами Божьими.
Becomes dim, becomes nothing compared to the acts of God.
Ты понимаешь, что ты спасен только одной благодатью.
You begin to realize the only reason why you're saved
благодатью
is God's sovereign grace.
Amen.
И знаете, когда я слышу проповеди о благодати,
you know, when I hear sermons about grace,
о том, что Бог полюбил меня прежде создания мира,
about God who loved me before the foundation of the world,
Он изменил мое сердце,
He has changed my heart,
Он возродил мой дух, дал мне свой дух,
restored my spirit, or rather gave me His spirit,
призвал меня,
called me,
открыл истину.
Open the truth to me.
Для чего?
What for?
И многие люди, узнав правильную доктрину, на этом успокаиваются.
Many people, once they learn proper doctrine, they relax.
Они думают, раз я спасен,
they think, since I'm safe,
я в Божьих руках,
I'm in God's hands,
то мне можно расслабиться.
I can relax now.
Получать от жизни удовольствие.
And enjoy my life.
Для чего Бог нас избрал?
But what is it? The reason why God chose us.
Седьмая глава книги Второзакония.
Deuteronomy.
Стих 9.
Yeah.
Chapter 7. Седьмая глава. Verse 9 says, know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to a thousand generations.
Итак, знай, что Господь, Бог твой, есть Бог верный, который хранит завет свой и милость к любящим Его и сохраняющим заповедью до тысячи родов. Господь избрал израильский народ.
God chose the people of Israel.
Бог вывел их из Египта.
Took him out of the Egypt.
Бог дал им свой закон.
Gave him his law.
Чтобы этот народ знал, насколько велик их Бог.
So those people knew how great their God is.
Бог вывел их, чтобы прославиться в них.
God led them out of the bondage so he could be glorified through them.
Бог открыл им себя, чтобы этот народ мог поклоняться ему.
God revealed himself to them so that nation could worship him.
Служить ему.
Serve him.
И жить для него.
And live for him.
И возвеличивать Бога своей жизнью.
And lift him up, give glory to God through their lives.
Бог избрал этот народ, чтобы прославить себя.
God chose those people so he could glorify himself.
И как печально было в истории израильского народа.
It was very sad when we learn the history of the people of Israel.
Когда люди начинали поклоняться ложным богам.
When people would go away to the worship of the false god.
Когда они забывали Божий закон.
When they would forget God's law.
Когда они отступали от его заповеди.
When they would go and leave God's commandments.
Это не прославляло Бога.
That would not give God glory.
Они бесчестили своего Бога.
They were bringing disgrace on God.
Тем, что служили ложным богам.
By serving false gods.
Израильский народ должен был являть Божью славу народам, окружающим его.
The people of Israel were supposed to reveal God's glory to all the nations around them.
Для этого Бог избрал их, чтобы прославить себя.
That's why God chose them so he could glorify himself in a sense.
Нам кажется, что все, что Бог делает, это для нас.
Sometimes we think that everything God does, that he does it for us.
Нам кажется, что солнце всходит для нас.
We think that the sun goes up in the morning for us.
Что птицы поют для нас.
The birds are singing for us.
Что все остальные живут для нас.
The rest of the people live their lives for us.
Это эгоизм.
That's selfishness.
Все для Божьей славы.
Everything is for God's glory.
Amen. Одна Amen. Причина всего существующего, чтобы Бог прославился.
There's one reason for anything and everything that exists is glory of God.
Церковь существует для того, чтобы возвещать Божье совершенство.
Church exists in order to proclaim God's perfection.
Возвещать Его величие.
Proclaim His greatness.
Величие Его милости и благодати.
Greatness of His mercy and grace.
И Бог спасает нас.
God saves us.
Чтобы прославить себя.
In order to give glory to Him, glorify Himself.
И наш разум воюет против этой истины.
And our mind struggles with that truth.
Нам кажется, что Бог спасает нас от ада, чтобы нам было хорошо.
We think that God saves us from hell in order to please us.
И мы говорим: Господи, ну ты же не эгоист, чтобы делать все для себя.
Lord, surely you're not selfish in order when you do everything for yourself.
Ты же делаешь это для меня.
You must be doing it for me.
Это ложь.
But it's a lie.
Бог делает все для того, чтобы возвеличить себя.
God, all God does is to reveal His glory.
Даже последний суд, суд Белого престола.
Even the last judgment, the white throne judgment.
Он прославит Бога.
That judgment will give God glory.
Бог прославляет в спасаемых и в погибающих.
God gives glorifies Himself even through those who are saved and through those who are condemned.
Слово о кресте для одних запах смертоносный, для других запах живительный.
The word of Christ produces aroma that gives life to one and death to the others.
Но Бог прославится и в спасении, и в осуждении.
And God will be glorified through the salvation and through condemnation.
В спасении, как Бог милующий.
In salvation, He'll be revealed as a God who is merciful,
любящий,
loving,
благой,
and good,
добрый,
kind,
любящий,
loving again,
искупитель,
redeemer,
и в осуждении,
and in condemnation,
как праведный,
glorified as a righteous,
с святой,
holy,
ненавидящий зло,
the one who hates evil,
наказывающий беззаконие,
punishing sin.
В одних Бог прославляется, спасая их.
Through once he is glorified through saving them.
В других Бог прославляется, наказывая и воздавая их.
Through others he'll be glorified as one who brings judgment.
Все для Божьей славы.
Righteous judgment. All for God's glory.
И последний стих, как я хотел прочитать.
And the last verse I wanted to read you.
1 Петра.
1 Peter.
2 глава.
2nd chapter. Verse 9. 1 Peter, 2nd chapter, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness unto his marvelous light.
Снова слова избранный.
Again we see the word chosen.
Народ святой.
People that are holy.
Люди взятые в удел, отделенные.
People who are chosen, the set aside.
И нам приятно слышать, что мы люди особенные.
We actually kind of feel good when we are called special people.
Но мы особенные для того.
But we are special for what?
Чтобы возвещать Божье совершенство, насколько Бог велик.
In order to manifest God's perfection, how great He is.
В своей жизни мы должны возвеличивать Его.
Through our life, we should magnify Him.
Бог желает, чтобы Его народ отражал Его славу.
God desires that His people would reflect His glory.
Сегодня у вас в Америке популярно такое учение, когда люди говорят, что если ты помолился перед кафедрой,
Today I heard that in America there's very popular teaching that says that if you pray before pulpit,
то ты обязательно получаешь спасение.
Or on the altar somewhere in front of the church, you definitely will be saved.
И потом ты уже никогда не потеряешь.
And afterwards you'll never lose it.
Ты можешь пить.
You can drink.
Ты можешь блудить.
You can commit adultery.
Ты можешь принимать наркотики.
Take drugs.
Все равно пойдешь на небо.
Abuse drugs. And you're still gonna go to heaven.
Я в такое не верю.
I don't believe that.
Бог дает спасение.
God gives salvation.
Бог сохраняет нас в своей руке.
Бог preserves us in His hand.
Но Бог доведет нас до вечности.
But also God will carry us through to eternity.
И Он желает, чтобы Его церковь возвещала Его совершенство.
He desires that His church would reflect His perfection.
Мы должны понимать, что вы и я живем для того, чтобы прославить Бога своей жизнью.
We need to realize that the whole reason for our existence is to make God famous.
Наш язык должен прославлять Бога.
Our language should give glory to God.
Наши хобби или увлечения должны Бога прославлять.
Our hobbies, our interests should also give God glory.
Наше поведение.
Our behavior.
Наша одежда.
Conduct. Our clothing.
Наш образ жизни.
Our lifestyle.
Наш бизнес.
Our business.
Все должно прославлять и подчеркивать величие Бога.
It has to give God glory and show people how great our God is.
Бог желает прославиться в своем народе.
God wants to be glorified through His people.
И Бог желает, когда Его народ поклоняется и прославляет Его.
Бог desires to see His people worship Him.
Когда мы ночью выходим на улицу, мы видим луну.
At night, when we step outside, we could see a moon.
Мы говорим, какая сегодня яркая луна.
We could say, what a bright moon tonight.
Как она нам светит, освещает дорогу.
How bright it shines, and we can see the road ahead of us.
Но луна не светит.
But the fact is that the moon does not emit light.
Она лишь отражает свет солнца.
The moon only reflects the sun.
Вот так же, мы с вами должны отражать святость и величие Бога.
So do we, should we reflect the holiness and greatness of God.
Чтобы Бог был прославлен в нашей жизни.
So God would be glorified through our lives.
Чтобы люди, которые с нами соприкасаются, живут рядом с нами.
So those people who live near us, kind of rubs our elbows with us.
Знали, что Бог, которому мы служим, великий Бог.
Knew that the God we serve is a great God.
Amen. Поэтому, братья и сестры,
brothers and sisters,
Бог избрал нас, Бог призвал нас.
God chose us, God called us.
Причина нашего, причина призвания не в нас с вами.
But the reason why it does not lie in us.
Она в нем.
It lies in him.
В его решении.
In his decision.
В его любви.
In his love.
Но призваны с вами для одной цели.
But we're called for one purpose and one only.
Жить для его славы.
Live for his glory.
Являть его величие в этом мире.
To reveal his greatness in
the world. И для этого создана церковь.
And that's why he created the church.
И мы с вами, как часть церкви, в своей жизни должны навести порядок.
And so each one of us, as a part of that church particle, should навести порядок. Clean up. should keep ourselves in order.
Чтобы было так написано, едите ли, пьете, или что-то другое делаете, делайте во славу Господу.
Just like the scripture says, whether you eat or drink or do anything else, do it to the glory of God.
И мы все должны просить милости у Бога.
We all need to ask God for His mercy.
Чтобы Он дал нам способность.
So that He could give us an ability.
Возвеличивать Его в своей жизни.
To glorify Him through our lives.
Все мы нуждаемся в Его благодати.
We all need His grace.
Аминь.
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 In case anybody was wondering, that's the first time this has happened in this church. And I hope not the last time. That was very good. I thought the Lord richly blessed Mr. Gay.